Could you talk about the importance of this game for the Broncos?
Well, they're all important. I mean, obviously it's the next one and playing a great football team. And that's our preparation needs to be the same way it's been throughout the course of the first 6 weeks. But we'll have to play extremely well. I mean, Mike's got a great football team, very impressed with, how they play, how hard they play, how well they're coached, a great coaching staff over there. So a lot of respect and, looking forward to it.
Hey, Gary, speaking of great coaches, how good of a coach is Wade Phillips, and in what ways is he really, really good?
Well, I mean, he's done a tremendous job. You know, we're able to put his group back together here that we kind of had a few years ago. I thought that was extremely important, and, you know, the group has done a great job. But Wade's a hell of a teacher. I mean, I think you go back and look everywhere he's been. He's able to get things done quick, able to get groups going quick. I don't think what we do is very complicated, and get them playing hard and get them in the right spot. So very proud of the job that he and the group has done. The staff he's put we were able to put together for him is exceptional.
You've seen Peyton for a lot of years and work with him every day. Everyone's got opinions about him. I guess how is he doing, in your opinion, physically and everything else?
You know, he's doing fine. I mean, we tried to monitor some of the reps during the course of the week. He hasn't practiced on Wednesdays. He did today because we had a bye week last week, so trying to catch up again. But I mean, he's doing fine. I mean, obviously we need to play better, you know, offensively, and we can help him. We've had some battles up front that we tried to settle down, and obviously we need to protect the ball better. And it's, you know, my job and our job as coaches and the whole group to improve from that standpoint. But he's leading the football team. He's a tremendous leader, and he's all in and working his tail off. That's all he can ask for.
Gary, are there things that you guys feel that you can do to help him a little bit? I mean, just in terms of being more comfortable in your offense?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think we continue to try to do those type of things. You know, obviously, as coming out of a system, and then, obviously we added some new things, so we merged some things. But, you know, I can only speak for myself, but as a coach, you're going to do everything you can to keep your quarterback comfortable and what he feels best about. You know, and one of the ways we can help him is run the ball better and continue to get better up front. We've had a lot of issues going on, a lot of changes up front, and we need to settle down and get the group playing, better, more consistently, protecting it better, all those type of things.
What's been the key to your defensive performance this year?
Well, we made a lot of big plays. You know, we got our hands on the ball, and we got a back end that does a great job of making, not only making picks and those type of things, but they got big return skills and stuff when we do make big plays. So I think that's been the biggest thing. You know, we haven't really gotten ourselves in a poor position from a behind standpoint. You know, from a game standpoint, we've been right there in every game, or had the lead, or those type of things. We've been in some close football games, so. We're going to do a lot of good things. Good. We're playing hard, and got a lot of people chipping in. That's probably been a big factor.
I'm seeing Peyton has made a living at the line of scrimmage over his career, and Aaron Rodgers does a good job of that as well here. What is the what do you think of the way Rodgers conducts the offense here, and how that challenges you guys on defense?
No, it's special. You know, I mean, just tremendous. You know, obviously, I've been watching him for a while, and you know, the way he's handling the group, throwing the ball, getting them in the right play, run game, pass game, you know, that's very, very special. Hard for us to simulate. I mean, but we got to do everything we can this week to give our guys a good look and hopefully prepare them, you know, for their offense. So we got to do a great job.
Hey, Gary, you know, here we've been hearing a lot from McCarthy and Rodgers about we're 6-0, but we're not playing as well offensively as we want to. We've had injuries, et cetera. You guys are kind of in the same boat. You're not playing the way you want up front, Peyton, the running game. What is that like to get to this point without a loss, but yet still feel like you've got so much more room to improve and grow?
Well, one thing about it, if you stick around long enough in this league, you understand that you have to be able to win a lot of ways, you know, and if you ever get yourself consumed with winning one way, winning football games one way, you're probably not going to be very consistent. So, I don't know. You never know what it's going to take on a given day. Defense, offense, low scoring, high scoring, special teams. But I think when you're preaching all the time that it takes all phases, it takes a good team to win in this league, then you're going to get that in the long haul. And this week's no better example of that. I mean, we're going to have to play extremely well as a football team. It won't be about one group. We'll have to play well as a team.
Gary, you've been around a long time. Why do you think Peyton in particular has been able to play so long? I mean, he's suffered a pretty serious injury and he's still playing.
Yeah, I tell you what, I see two things. And, you know, of course I was with John who lasted, 16 years, I think John did. But number one, they take care of the body. You know, that's number one. So if you don't take care of yourself in this league, it's hard to physically hold up. But probably 1A or 1B, however you want to put it, is their passion to still play and to compete. And, you know, that's the thing that drives these guys, is to still be the best, still lead a team, still find a way to get it done. And, you know, I see, you know, being with John all them years and being with Peyton, you know, I was with Steve Young. That's what I see in those guys, just the passion to play and the ability to take care of themselves.
Outside of having really good players, what makes your pass rush so good?
I think it's kind of coming from everywhere. I think, you know, that's been important. You know, we got guys like Shaq Barrett's played well for us. You know, it hasn't just been Bond, hasn't just been DeMarcus. You know, inside, you know, we've gotten better. You know, we got a Wolf back, he comes back, the league's been playing well. So I think it's a combination of things, but the fact that it's, you know, it's getting spread out, it's not just one or two guys, I think has been very important.